This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Although 2019 will be remembered as one of the toughest years in recent memory for American agriculture, there were many bright spots too, according to Dale Moore, executive vice president with the American Farm Bureau.
Seeing the waters of the U.S. rule get rolled backwards and the new clean water rule moving forward. We saw the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement pass the House. We saw a Japanese government come together with the United States and come up with a new agreement that puts us back in the game. Seeing the disaster bill coming forward and the trade mitigation payments, we welcome that extra assistance to get us through a very tough year.
And while there were victories in 2019, a long list of challenges dominated the headlines, and Moore says weather was at the top of that list.
We had rough weather getting crops in the ground. We had rough weather throughout the growing season, whether it was blizzard, late winter, spring floods, the hurricane season, the wildfires. Mother Nature has just not been cooperative. This ongoing trade war that we've had with China, some progress toward rationing back tariffs that have hit all of agriculture so hard here in the United States.
Moore says farmers and ranchers stepped up to help each other through some of those serious weather disasters in 2019.
Certainly the flooding in the Midwest, we had multiple state farm bureaus and others contribute to special funds to help farmers and ranchers that were hardest hit. Some of the same states that were hit with flooding were helping other states that were hit with hurricanes. Go back over the last 2 or 3 years, it's something that just makes me very proud to represent the men and women who farm and ranch in this country.
Again, Dale Moore is the executive director of the American Farm Bureau. Moving forward now into news for 2020, President Trump has now put a date on signing the Phase 1 trade deal with China, thanks to Twitter. He'll sign the deal with China on January 15th, making the agreement between the largest two economies official. The highlight of the deal that's most interesting to agriculture is China will increase its purchases of U.S. ag products in exchange for the U.S. lowering tariffs on some of its imports. The ceremony will take place at the White House, Trump says on Twitter. High-level representatives of China will be present. In addition to the ag purchases, China agreed to new commitments on intellectual property protection, forced technology transfers from U.S. companies, as well as a new currency practice. Bloomberg says the deal will calm some of the fears that the trade war between the nations would continue long term. The president also says he'll be traveling to Beijing at a later date to begin Phase 2 negotiations. The precise details of the agreement have not been released to the public yet. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says the details will come out when it's officially signed by both countries. And in other news from China, a government body in the country has given its approved safety certificates to 203 new genetically modified crops for planting and import purposes. Official documents that came out Monday should pave the way for wider GMO adoption in the country. The Chinese Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs shared three lists of new approved GMO crops, including soybeans, corn, cotton, papaya, and many others. One market source told AgriCensus.com that it might be possible that China will open up domestic planting of GMO soybeans sometime soon. China has maintained tight restrictions on using GMO crops in domestic planting in the past. However, it's been more willing to import GMO crops in recent years, including soybeans, corn, and rapeseeds. Soybeans, corn, and rapeseeds that were domestically produced within China are said to be non-GMO. Two of the newly approved crops were developed in the U.S. and were licensed for import. One of the soybeans and the other is papaya. The newly approved certificates will be valid between 3 and 5 years, depending upon the crop. And we'll move on into state and local ag news following these messages on your New Year's Day.
When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today. With personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial, when you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800.
With commodity prices lower, are you maximizing your fertilizer dollar by putting nutrients where your crop needs it most? Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. With their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Minimize cost, maximize yields, optimize results. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members save big with the new membership benefit platform. Members enjoy access to more than 302,000 discounts on everything from hotel rooms, theme parks, restaurants, and movies to Ford vehicles, prescriptions, electronics, and more. If you aren't a member of Macoupin County Farm Bureau but would like to join, call 217-854-2571. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
And we're back here on your Afternoon Ag Show for a New Year's Day. Moving right along now into State of Illinois Ag News. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications through January 21st for the state's Park and Recreational Facility Construction Grant Program. The program will provide grants to eligible local governments for acquisition, development, construction, rehabilitation, or other capital improvements to park and recreational facilities in Illinois. The IDNR is anticipating that a total of $25 million in grants will be available through funding provided by the Rebuild Illinois Act. The maximum grant award is $2.5 million. The PARC grant program provides funding for bondable brick-and-mortar projects that include demolition, site preparation and improvements for indoor and outdoor recreation facilities, reconstruction, improvements and expansion to existing facilities, and new construction. Projects involving land acquisition for construction of new or expansion of existing indoor and outdoor recreation facilities and for open space and conservation purposes are also eligible. The priority of the program is the renovation or construction of indoor recreational facilities, since they are not eligible under any other IDNR grant program. The PARC grant program will reimburse grant recipients up to 75% of approved project costs. Eligible applicants are limited to units of local government that are authorized by Illinois law to expend public funding for the acquisition and development of land for public indoor or outdoor park, recreation, or conservation purposes and are eligible to apply for funding assistance. School districts, nonprofits, and private entities are not eligible. Applications must be pre-qualified by visiting grants.illinois.gov/portal to receive grants from the state of Illinois. Moving along now into local ag news, we have the latest precipitation for the month of December. For the month to date of December, there were 1.9 inches of rain. Normal for the month of December is 2.45 inches. Last year, in 2018, there were 2.8 inches of rain, so we are below normal for the month of December on rainfall. For the year-to-date for 2019, there were 49 and one-third inches of rain. Normal for a year around Illinois is 37 and one-third inches of rain, at least in Springfield, that's the normal. And last year, 2018, there were 43 and one-third inches of rain. So we were 12 inches above normal and 6 inches for 2019 over 2018. So the past 2 years have been well above normal on the rain precipitation side. Snowfall, however, for the month of December was 5 3/4 inches of snow in Springfield. Normal for a month of December is 5.5, but 2018 we only saw 1 3/4 inches of snow. For the year-to-date in 2019, since October through the end of December, there were 12 3/4 inches of snow. Normal for a period of October to December is 6 inches, but in 2018 there was 13 3/4. So again, the last 2 years have been above average on snowfall as well as rainfall around mid-Illinois. Continuing on in local ag news, we have some local ag bulletins for you. The Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders will be holding their January meeting at 7 p.m. on Thursday, January 9th, that's next Thursday, the 9th, at the Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro. Again, that meeting begins at 7 p.m. The 79th annual meeting of the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District will be taking place on Tuesday evening, January 14th, at 6 p.m. at the U of I Extension office in Hillsboro. A light dinner will be provided, catered by Milanus Catering of Hillsboro, and that will follow by a short program by Ashley Dawson, Farm Bill Biologist with Pheasants Forever. Ashley will discuss the importance of providing wildlife habitat cover and how the programs can be utilized for that purpose. Door prices will be following the meal, and you can make your reservations for the dinner by calling the office in Hillsboro at 532-3361 extension 3 and talking to Melissa Cobble. RSVP is due by Friday, January the 10th. In other local ag bulletins, the U of I Extension will be offering the state-mandated Certified Food Protection Manager's class and exam. The Illinois Department of Public Health Food Sanitation Code requires food service establishments to be under the operational supervision of a Certified Food Protection Manager during their hours of operation. The two-day course will be held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro on January 30th and 31st. Participants are required to attend both days of class, and the exam will take place on the second day. It is also very important to please bring a photo ID with you to the class. The classes will be taught by Lisa Peterson, the nutrition and wellness educator with the U of I Extension. Pre-registration for the exam is due by Thursday, January 16th. You can register for the exam and the course by calling the Montgomery County Extension Office at 532-3941 or online at extension.illinois.edu/CJMM. Pre-registration is required because exams need to be ordered prior to the course. And finally, in the Ag Community Bulletin Board, don't forget that the Carlinville FFA alumni will be holding their biannual dinner auction at the Carlinville Elks Lodge on Saturday, January the 18th. The doors will open at the Elks Lodge at 5:30, followed by a buffet dinner at 6:30, which will consist of ribeye or chicken breast. A silent auction will be held from 5:30 until 8, followed by a live auction at 8. Tickets are available for $20 for adults, children 12 and under are $15. Tickets are available around Carlinville at the CNB Bank and Trust or at PJ's Tire, or any FFA alumni member. All proceeds from this dinner auction will be going to the Carlinville FFA chapter, which is celebrating 90 years in 2020. And that'll wrap it up for this afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any ag news for us or anything for the Ag Community Bulletin Board, you can email that to us at WSMI@WSMIradio.com. So for this Wednesday afternoon, January 1st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.